好，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天我愿意交通的一个题目是奉献的火。
The topic I want to share today is the fire of consecration。
我比较会着重在火的部分。
So my focus will be on the fire。
在过去一两年的时间，每次当我准备信息的时候。
For the past 1-2 years, every time when I prepare for a message,
我常常有一个很强烈的感觉。
I always have a strong burden.
对，这些话也是对我说的。
And these words also speak to me.
所以每次当我在这里提到说，弟兄姊妹们，我们彼此勉励。
So every time when I'm standing here and saying, brothers and sisters, we encourage one another.
其实在我心里面，我的感觉是这些话也是对我说的。
And in my heart, honestly, it also speaks to myself.
我们先来念几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures together.
全部都在利未记。
They're all in the book of Leviticus.
利未记的第一章十一节。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 11.
对不起，利未记的第一章十一到十三节。
Leviticus chapter 1:11-13。
一章十一到十三，要把羊宰于坛的北边，在耶和华面前，亚伦子孙做祭司的，要把羊撒在坛的周围，要把燔祭牲切成筷子，连头和脂油。祭司就要摆在坛上火的柴上，但脏腑与腿要用火洗，祭司就要全然奉献烧在坛上，这是燔祭，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
He shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord, and the priest Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar, and he shall cut it into pieces with its head and its fat.And the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. But he shall wash the entrails and the legs with water. Then the priest shall bring it all and burn it on the altar. It is the burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
我们应该蛮清楚，在新约里面讲到我们的基督徒的奉献。
We're supposed to be very familiar with the consecration
that in the Old
Testament. It's the same in the Old Testament, the burnt offering.
对，所以当我们读到旧约的那个燔祭的时候呢，就表示是我们就表明或是预表我们今天要奉献的学习。
So every time when we read in the Old Testament the burnt offering, it's the type for the consecration we need to learn.
对，我们再把另外几处的圣经我们再读过，第六章，利未记第六章。
Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记第六章八跟九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
利未记六章八跟九，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要吩咐亚伦和他的子孙说，燔祭的条例乃是这样，燔祭要放在坛的柴上，从晚上到天亮，坛上的火要常常烧着。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offerings. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it.
然后后面一点点，六章十二跟十三节。
Chapter 6, 12-13.
对，十二跟十三，坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司要每日早晨在上面烧柴，并要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭牲的脂油，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it; it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. A fire shall always be burning on the altar; it shall never go out.
他这边连续三次讲到说，这个坛上的火要常常烧着，不可以熄灭。
So here it says three times the fire on the altar shall be burning all the time; shall not be put out.
我们再看利未记的第九章二十三、二十四。
Leviticus chapter 9:23-24.
利未记九章二三二四。
Leviticus 9:23-24.
摩西亚伦进入会幕又出来为百姓祝福，耶和华的荣光就向众民显现，有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油，众民一见就都欢呼俯伏在地。
And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
然后后面连续的第十章的一跟二节
Chapter 10 verse 1 and 2
对，十章一跟二，亚伦的儿子拿达亚比户各拿自己的香炉盛上火加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐他们的，就有火从耶和华面前出来把他们烧灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。
The Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and put incense on it and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them. They died before the Lord.
好，我们一起还有一点点简单的祷告。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
主，我们怀着感恩的心，主啊，谢谢你，是你接纳了我们这批人。
Lord, we have a thankful heart come before you, and you accept us.
就算是我们把自己奉献归给你，也是蒙你的接纳。
And it's all by your mercy that we can consecrate ourselves to you.
愿你今天再次向我们心中说扎心的话。
Lord, once again today, speak. The piercing word into our hearts.
激励我们每一个人愿意全心的来跟从你。
And encourage all of us to follow you with a single heart.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 好，我想我第一个部分就讲到借着这个利未记的燔祭，我们讲到奉献的火。
So by the burnt offering in the Leviticus, I want to share the fire of consecration.
在利未记里面的前面呢，它有列出了五个主要的祭。
So in the former part of the Leviticus, there are five main offerings.
那第一个排在第一个呢，就是燔祭。
The number one is the burnt offering.
当然这边讲到这五个祭，讲到主耶稣救赎的工作。
So all the five offerings represent the work of the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
哎，我很简短的来讲的话，就主耶稣工作的一个顺序。
So、in summary, which means the order of the Lord's work.
对，对主耶稣来讲呢，他第一个的行动，或者他第一个做的事情呢，是把自己完全的归在父神的旨意底下。
So for Lord Jesus Christ, the first thing he did, he consecrated himself to the will of God.
也就是说，在创世以前呢，他已经顺服父神的旨意，已经定义要救我们这批人。
So before the foundation of the world, he put himself into the will of God to save us.
在他的那个认定里面呢，他知道他要来到地上，接受十字架上一个火的焚烧。
And he's determined to come into the earth to be on the cross to be consumed by the fire.
所以对于主耶稣来讲，这是他的第一件事情，是燔祭。
For Lord Jesus Christ, this is the first thing, the burnt offering.
所以在这个燔祭之后呢，才会接下来后面还有一个祭叫做赎罪祭，它才能够成就这个赎罪的工作。
So after the burnt offering, the second one is the sin offering.
然后在这个燔祭里面呢，它其实是不勉强任何人的。
So in the burnt offering, you are not forced to do it.
然后对于每个人来讲，它的意义是奉献。
For every individual, the meaning is consecration.
是全然奉献，百分之百。
So 100% consecrate yourself.
只要你愿意，你可以把自己献给主。
If you're willing desire, you can consecrate yourself to the Lord.
所以他的那个应该怎么讲？他的那个献祭的门槛并不是很高的。
So the threshold isn't very high.
你这个人愿意的话，他可以献那个公牛。
So if you're willing, you can sacrifice a bull.
他也可以献羊
a sheep.
他也可以，如果并不是很有钱的话，他可以献鸟。
If you're not very wealthy, you can sacrifice a bird.
对，所以就任何人，你如果不行的话，你还是可以献鸟在这个燔祭里面。
For anyone, if you're not rich, you can still sacrifice a bird.
然后对于整个神的百姓来讲，它是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean for all God's people?
也就是说在每一个就是在那个tabernacle 是那个那个
会幕
在会幕
in the tabernacle
还有在所罗门的圣殿
in the temple of Solomon
然后在那个以西结一个异象当中看见的圣殿
so in the vision of Ezekiel he saw a temple
这些在圣所至圣所前面呢都一定有一个祭坛
so there is an altar before the holy place and the holy of holies
也就是说对于神的百姓来讲如果你要进去服事的话你之前一定要经过祭坛
So for all God's people if you want to enter to serve the Lord you have to go through the altar
你愿意在圣所里面那个清洁那个金灯台
So in the holy place you wash the golden lampstand
在那个圣所里面服事主
In the holy place to serve the Lord
或是说可以进到至圣所与主面对面
or you enter the holy of holies to face to face meet the Lord
在这些所有的服事之前呢以祭司必定要经过祭坛
before all the services the priest has to go through the altar
所以我们今天鼓励弟兄姊妹对于奉献这个事情不要轻易的让它跳过去
so today we encourage brothers and sisters don't let consecration go
虽然我也许弟兄姊妹听了很多
You have all heard a lot.
这个举一个简单的比方
A very simple example.
当我们教一个孩子学数学的时候
When we teach a kid to, of the mathematics.
我们教他加减乘除。就教他加法。
The calculation.
对。然后在这些的之后呢你才会教他什么 XYZ 的这些数学
So after that you can teach him the XYZ the advanced part
所以如果他只想要把 XYZ 学好却没有学前面简单的算术的话他是学不好的
If he only wants to learn the XYZ but without learning the first basic part
他是学不好的
He can't learn it well
也就是说弟兄姊妹我们如果要继续的往前来认识主
So brothers and sisters if we want to continue proceed to know the Lord
那也许你也有心愿要好好来服侍来追求主
And you have a desire to seek the Lord and serve the Lord
但如果我们这个最简单的基础的加减乘除你要把它跳过的话没有办法进行下去的
But if you skip all the basic lessons you cannot continue
对所以如果小孩子一直跟我说爸爸我要学 XY
So if the children tell me Dad I want to just learn the XYZ
然后第二天 又说我要学 XYZ
The second day come to me I want to learn XYZ
那我一定会跟他说 你先把加减乘除先学好
And I have to say to him learn the very basic lessons
然后他再问我一次我说你再把加减乘除学好
And he asked me the second time I tell him learn the basic lessons
所以弟兄姊妹你们可能可以慢慢理解为什么会在这里常常强调我们应该把自己奉献给主。
So brother and sister, now you can gradually understand why every time we focus, emphasize the consecration.
所以对于服事来讲呢神的百姓祭司特别是祭司一定要先经过祭坛才能够来服事主。
For God's people, for priests, and before the service has to go through the altar.
然后所有的献祭都需要有火。
For all the sacrifices, there is the fire.
所以所有的这些献祭呢，你都要用火来烧祭牲或是祭物。
You need to use the fire to ignite the sacrifices.
但是燔祭呢，有一个特点。
But there is a special characteristic regarding the burnt offering.
燔祭的火呢，绝对不能够熄灭。
So the fire of the burnt offering cannot be put out.
也就是说，在祭司早上要放一个祭牲。
So in the morning for the priest to lay a sacrifice on
他大概可以烧个12个钟头
You can fire it for like 12 hours
然后到了黄昏的时候他继续要再下一个祭牲
Till the evening and there is the second sacrifice
然后经过整个晚上再大概再烧个12个钟头
And over the night and for another 12 hours
所以每一天神耶和华神特别交代说这个火要常常烧着不可以熄灭
So day by day the God Jehovah said the fire cannot be put out it has to be on all the time
所以这个是燔祭的里面的一个 特点。
This is a special characteristic regarding the burnt offering.
是讲到它的火呢是不可以熄灭的。
It speaks of the fire cannot be put out.
然后对个人来讲
，regarding individuals，
也就是说，当一个人愿意开头有一个百分之百的奉献。
So in the beginning, if you're willing to consecrate yourself 100% to the Lord.
然后在那个之后呢，他就要开始学习天天过奉献的生活。
And after that, you got to learn to live a daily consecrated life.
对，你一定要有个第一次。
You have to have the first time.
你要先把这个燔祭，这个献祭，先有一个开头。
You have to start it by learning the burnt offering.
然后在那个之后呢，我们就好好开始来学白天、晚上。一整天我们在学习过一个奉献的生活。
And after that, we learn in the morning and the evening, the burnt offering, the fire keeps going.
然后对于神的整个百姓来讲
,regarding all God's people,
那个会幕是整个百姓他们生活的那个中心点。
So tabernacle is the center of their life.
所以当他们在各个这个帐篷的时候呢，他们总是看到中心是那个会幕。
So when they're in their tents, the center, the focus is the tabernacle.
然后他们在做各样的生活的事情的时候，他们总应该是可以看得到，在那个中心呢，有一个火一直在燃烧。
And in their daily life, they can always see in the center there's the fire always on.
也就是说，对于神的整个百姓，或者对于我们今天这个教会，我们总要看到在这教会里面。一直有一个奉献的火在那里燃烧。
So for the church, for God's people, we have to always see the fire burning all the time.
啊，这个火呢，这个教会的火呢，不可以熄灭的。
The fire of the church cannot be put out.
对，任何的聚会、任何的聚集、任何肢体的生活，都会看见奉献的火在神的百姓当中燃烧。
Every meeting, every gathering, every life between the members of the church, we have to see the fire there.
我们有可能在聚会当中或是在服事当中有一些的缺陷。
We might have some shortcomings in our service, our gatherings.
也许我们传福音或是一些服事主的事情并不是做得那么完善。
Very possibly some services and the preaching of the gospel, we have shortcomings, not perfect.
但是最重要的那个火不能够熄灭。
But the most important, the fire cannot be put out.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们开始去思想这些事情，就如果你我们盼望每个人都愿意奉献。
So brother and sister, when we start to consider this, we want everyone to consecrate yourself.
然后每一个奉献的人身上应该有一个特点。
For every consecrated person, there is a characteristic.
照理讲，每一个奉献的人里面应该都有火。
In theory, everyone who consecrates yourself, there should be a fire in you.
因为你是在献燔祭，因为你奉献，你是在献燔祭，你献了燔祭就一定要有火。
Because this is the burnt offering, when you consecrate yourself, there has to be a fire.
而且这个火呢，不是随随便便的火。
It's not a strange fire.
对，所以那个是从神来的火。
It's a fire comes from the Lord, from God.
也就是说这个火呢不是出于人的天然的热心。
So this fire is not from human zeal.
也不是人一种短暂的一种情感的激动。
It's not a temporary emotion high.
也不是旁边人的一个推动或人的称赞。
It's neither like the people around you to push you and to praise you.
对，也不是一时什么传福音有人信主的那种所谓的成就感。
It's also not a sense of accomplishment when you preach the gospel to someone believing the Lord.
所以不是一时的激动，也不是人的鼓动。
It's not emotion.
而是神的爱在我们里面产生一种吸引。
But the love of God creates this attraction in you.
里面像火烧在我们心中。
It's like a fire burning within you.
有神的呼召。
There's a calling from God.
有神的负担。
There's a burden from God.
有神的托付。
There's an entrustment from God.
这些从神来的呢，在人的心里面产生了一个火。
And all these things come from the Lord and create this fire in you.
然后这个火呢，能够在这个弟兄或在姊妹心中，在那里燃烧。
And this fire in this brother in that sister ignites in her.
也许你不一定觉得他外表有很多激动的表现。
Maybe from exterior you can't see a lot of strong emotions.
对，也许他的祷告也不是很大声。
Maybe his prayer is not very loud.
啊，但是我们知道这个弟兄或这个姊妹里面，他里面有火。
But you know this brother and this sister, and he has the fire in him.
他里面有那个燃烧。
There is a burning fire.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到说我愿意做一个奉献的人的时候
，So brother and sister, every time we say we want to be a consecrated person,
我愿意我们彼此注意一个事情。
We need to pay attention to one thing.
是我奉献了，但是我里面有那个火吗
？Indeed, I consecrated myself. Do you have the fire in you?
我们再退一步来讲
，In another word,
我们今天都是神的儿女。
We're all God's children.
如果一个神的儿女对神的事情非常的冷冰冰
If a child of God is indifferent to God's business
我们里面完全对主的事情没有兴趣没有热情
We have no interest towards God
弟兄姊妹这个是不正常的
Brother and sister, this is abnormal
这个在神的感觉里面它是非常的悲伤的
In God's eyes, he's very sad
他要看见在神的儿女在个人在团体里面有一个祭坛那个火在燃烧的
God wants to see in your individual life in the corporate life there is an altar the fire burning on it
所以他在几千年前他在立位记在设立这些律法设立这些献祭的条例的时候
So thousand years ago in the book of Leviticus when God set the law of the sacrifices
他第一个就讲到说燔祭
The number one is the burnt offering.
然后这个燔祭呢，是从这个或者说整个献祭是从耶和华来的火。
So all the sacrifices of the fire comes from the Lord Jehovah.
然后这个火呢，要烧在神百姓的这个中间，不可以熄灭。
And this fire will be burnt in the center of God's people, cannot be put out.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们应该彼此提醒。
So brothers and sisters, today we need to remind each other
我们信主不管多少的年日
No matter how many years we believe in the Lord
有初信的
The young believers
也有好多年的
Your old believers
弟兄姊妹有的年轻人 你可能受浸都已经十年了
For some young people you have been baptized for over a decade
不是像我们这些中老年已经信主三四十年的
Or like the middle aged brothers and sisters have believed in the Lord forover two decades
我们每一个人都应该问一个问题我里面还有那个对主的火吗
We should all ask the question to ourselves Do I still have the fire towards the Lord?
还是说我们早就那个火早就慢慢的熄灭了呢
Or the fire is gone
我们来看另外一处圣经
Let's look at another scripture
我们翻到路加福音的24章
The Gospel of Luke chapter 24
我不会全念好我只挑 几段圣经 几节圣经
I'll just pick a few scriptures
路加福音24章的第27节
Luke chapter 24 verse 27
于是从摩西和众先知起凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了
In beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
然后OK 我就截断了好就31到35节
31 to 35
他们的眼睛明亮了这才认出他来忽然耶稣不见了他们彼此说在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处说主果然复活已经献给西门看了两人就把路上所遇见和擘饼的时候怎样被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍
Then their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found 11 and those who were with them gathered together saying, The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread.
所以这边是讲到两个门徒往以马忤斯的路上。
So here it speaks of two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
然后主后来跟他们同行。
And the Lord walked with them.
在同行的过程里面，主耶稣把圣经旧约里面讲到主耶稣的事情都跟他们讲解明白。
While the Lord was walking with them, he expounded all the scriptures concerning himself to the disciples.
然后门徒们回想这段路程的时候，他们想说，哇，那段路程我们心真的是 burning， 好像真是火热的。
When the two disciples remember the journey on the road, they said to one another, wasn't our hearts were burning in us?
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们这边讲到说，愿意用奉献的火来查验我们今天属灵的光景。
So brothers and sisters, it is the test for us to use the fire of consecration to test our spiritual condition.
也就是说，你愿不愿意我们在主面前是一个对的情况？
Are you willing to be a right person before the Lord?
你愿不愿意做一个在神的儿女里是做一个正常的基督徒？
To be a normal Christian among God's children.
对，我们是否愿意在主的面前继续追求认识主，有一个生命的成长？
Are you willing to continue seek the Lord, your life grow?
这边有一件事情可以常常叫我们被查验。
So here's the thing, you can test yourself.
就是我们里面的火还在吗？
Is the fire in you still there?
就像我们的主在启示录的以弗所的书信里面提醒弟兄姊妹。
In the book of Revelation, the Lord reminded the brothers and sisters in the church of Ephesus.
是的，你在外面可以做很多的事情，而且非常的劳碌。
Yes, outwardly you can do a lot of things, you're busy.
但是我今天查验你的时候，你来仔细看看你里面起初的爱还在吗？
But today when I'm testing you, look at yourself, is your first love still there?
所以不管外面做任何的事情，
No matter what you do on the surface,
然后主在检验我们的时候，他就看你那个起初的爱，你里面那个火还在吗？
When the Lord is testing us, he's seeing, is your first love still there?
主很严肃地说，如果这个不在的话，
God, very seriously speaking, if you don't have it,
你整个教会的灯台都可以挪去，
your whole lampstand of the church will be taken away.
也就是说，那个中心的那个祭坛的火如果不在的话，这个教会其实没有存在的意义。
If the center of the church, the fire on the altar is gone, there is no meaning for the church to exist.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主他怎么去看这个神的教会的。
Brother and sister, this is how our God and Lord see His church.
他会看我们做的事情，但是他不是最注重这些事情。
He sees all the things we're doing, but that's not the focus.
对，他一看的时候就看说，这个教会中心的火还在吗？
Well, He sees the church, is the fire of the church still there?
还在不断的燃烧吗？
Is the fire still burning?
对，如果没有的话，他说我责备你。
If the fire is not burning, the Lord rebuke the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我举一个例子吧。
Brother and sister, I'll give an example.
对，我们也有不少的人常常去西岸聚会。
We have quite a few brothers and sisters go to WCCC.
我们要问一个问题。
We need to ask a question.
对，我参加这样一个特别聚会之后，我这个人有任何的改变吗？
After attending the special meeting, is there any changes happening in you?
或是说，我参加了这个聚会之后，我里面的火有燃烧起来吗？
Always ask, after attending the meeting, is your fire burning?
如果我去参加一个特别聚会，
If I attend a special conference,
然后聚完之后，我里面仍然没有火，
After the conference, I still don't have a fire.
我对主的那个爱没有被燃烧起来。
My love for the Lord is not ignited.
我们要想一下，我去这个聚会有任何的用处吗？
We need to consider, is there any meaning, go to the meeting.
所以我想哈，我们去千万记得不是因为一个习惯。
So remember, every time we go, it's not out of a habit.
或是说去多见见一些老朋友。
Or we go there to see some old friends.
对，没有错，每次遇到很久不见的弟兄姊妹，其实我们心中也欢喜的。
Yes, that's right. Every time we see some brothers we haven't seen for a while, we are joyful.
但这些是副产品。
But this is called the byproduct.
我们真正目的来到这个聚会里面，但愿主把那个火点燃在我们心里面。
The real purpose is we come to the meeting and God ignites the fire in us.
我们不能够只靠聚会，应该这样说，我们不是靠聚会来点我们心中的火。
We can't rely on the church meeting to ignite the fire in us.
应该说我觉得最好的情形是这样子。
The best case scenario is,
就是我们去的人呢，心中已经有火了。
For the people attend the meeting, we already have a fire in us.
我们带着火去那个聚会。
We bring the fire into the meeting.
然后各地的许多弟兄姊妹带着火去那个聚会。
And all the brothers and sisters from localities come to the meeting.
然后在那个聚会里面呢，你发现那个火可以越烧越旺。
And you can see the fire is burning and burning.
我们在那个聚会里面看见许多的弟兄姊妹被火被。好像被那个火燃烧起来。
And we see a lot of brothers and sisters in the meeting ignited by the fire.
对，如果只有讲人有火的话。
If only the speaker has the fire.
那我们这些人去了都没火。
And we and go there, we don't have any fire.
我想我们讲人弟兄们也感觉很困难。
So the speakers feel very difficult.
但如果我们都是带着火来参加聚会的话。
If we bring fire attending the meeting.
那我相信主可以使用这个聚会。
And I believe the Lord can use this gathering.
我这次准备的时候，我心中也有个很强的心愿。
And this time while I was preparing for the message, I have a strong desire.
我也希望弟兄姊妹有这样一个强烈的心愿。
And I hope, brother and sister, you also have a strong desire.
我们先从我们自己的夏令会先做起。
We start from our own summer retreat.
我们自己的夏令会，我们许多弟兄姊妹是带着火去聚会的。
For our own summer retreat, a lot of brothers and sisters bring the fire into the meeting.
对，我们去聚会不是只是求一时的外表的奋心或兴奋。
Not only just for a sake of a temporary revival.
对，我们希望来到这个聚会，在许多人的心的深处，主把那个火点起来。
We hope everyone comes to the meeting. The Lord ignites the fire deeply in your heart.
其实在最后一步来讲，也不需要一定要是夏令会。
Let's back up one step. And it's not just for the summer retreat.
如果我们平常的聚会都没有火的话，
If we don't have fire for our regular meetings,
你临时去夏令会之前要挤出一些火，我觉得也很困难。
Just right before the summer retreat, you want to force out a fire. It's very difficult.
所以我觉得我们应该从我们自己本身开始做起。
We need to start from ourselves.
我们应该先在主面前，主啊，愿你把那个奉献的火点燃在我们心里面。
We need to tell the Lord, Lord, ignite the fire in me.
然后我来到这个聚会里面，我觉得我可以影响这个聚会。
I come to the meeting, I can impact the meeting.
我也许我讲话讲的并不是那么清楚。
Even though I don't speak very clearly.
但是我是带着火来的。
But I have a fire in me.
对，如果另外的弟兄姊妹也有火。
If other brothers and sisters have fire as well.
这火是会传染的，这个应该是会传递的。
You know, you can pass on the fire to others.
对，每次这个加州森林大火的时候，你这个一点点火一烧就烧得不肯收拾。
You know, every time the California there is a wildfire, it just spread out.
对，当我们刚才读到那个两个门徒的故事。
Just now we just read the story of the two disciples.
我想我们心中应该要有个羡慕。
We need to have this desire.、Love.
在这两个门徒他们心中感觉最沮丧最失望的时候。
So when the two disciples, they feel very frustrated and disheartened.
哇，他们过去几年跟从的主耶稣被钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus that they followed for the past few years, crucified on the cross.
好像这过去跟随这几年都白费了。
It's like the past years is in vain.
我们想回家了。
We want to go home.
那个火，也许以前跟从主的时候，心里面是有一些热情。
And maybe we have some fire when we were following the Lord.
现在好像一盆的冷水把这些通通都浇灭。
But now it's like a cold water. The fire is gone.
对，但主看见这两个人要挽回他们。
But the Lord saw these two disciples want to recover them.
所以主跟他们同行。
So the Lord walked with them.
我常常觉得，主耶稣在地上带领门徒的时候， 我从来没有听见他们有查经聚会。
I always feel when the Lord on the earth leading the disciples, I never heard there is a Bible study meeting.
哦，主耶稣是行动派。
So the Lord focused on his actions.
对，他就带着他们传福音。
So the Lord bring them to preach the gospel.
然后带着他们去服事。
To serve.
就带着他们到各地去探访。
I take them to a different location to visit brothers and sisters.
我不是说查经聚会不好。
I'm not saying Bible study is bad.
因为后来在教会的时代的时候，也的确有这些聚会的需要。
The later times in the church gatherings, there are these gatherings.
但至少在主耶稣还在地上的时候。
But at least while the Lord is still on the earth.
我唯一是能够想到最接近查经聚会的场景。就是他们在走路的时候。
The only situation I can think of, similar to the Bible study is while they were walking.
对，他们没有坐下来好好查经。
They didn't sit down and do a Bible study.
就是主就跟他们同行。
And the Lord walked with them.
然后把旧约圣经里面跟他们讲解。
Expounded the Old Testament.
然后在这说这边呢是讲到基督。
And here it says, speaks of the Christ.
对，那边也是预表基督。
And over there, it's the type for Christ.
这边讲到耶稣基督的工作。
And here it speaks of the works of Jesus Christ.
哇，觉得很稀奇，这两个门徒越听越听，心里面就开始燃烧起来。
It's amazing the two disciples listening, they were burnt within them.
对，里面就他们事后回想的时候。
And after these things, they remembered.
对，他们的话语是说，哎，岂不？当时岂不是我们在燃烧吗？就是当时，就他的语气说有点稀奇，当时好像在燃烧。
They said, "Were there not fire? Were not burning in us?"
然后他们心里面，但后来他们知道是主。
Afterwards, they knew that's the Lord.
他们里面大得激励。
They were greatly encouraged.
一个已经被几乎被浇熄的一个坛。现在重新那个火被再被点燃起来。
It's the fire on the altar is gone, and now once again it's burning.
对，点燃起来之后呢，他们就回到那个最危险的地方耶路撒冷。
And once it's burning, they return to the most dangerous place, Jerusalem.
当这个人心中有火的时候
，When this person has a fire in his heart,
那个艰难险阻不能够拦阻他。
The difficulties cannot hinder him.
对，前面可能有。逼迫的事情也不能够拦阻他们。
There's persecutions ahead, it cannot stop him.
对，他们里面有火的时候，他们知道说我要走在对的路上。
When they have a fire in their hearts, they said to the Lord, "I want to walk on the right way."
对，我知道我要再回到耶路撒冷，我要在那里等候主。
I want to return to Jerusalem and wait the Lord there.
我要回到那个最危险的地方，我要继续来跟从主。
I'll return to the most dangerous place and to follow the Lord.
对，感谢主。现在主把他们心中的火再次 burning， 再次点燃起来。
Thank the Lord, the Lord ignite the fire, and their fire is burning once again.
对，我想我们的确有我们个人的限制。
I know we all are limited.
啊，但是但愿我们在一起聚集的时候
，and may every time we gather together，
就如同主与我们一批人同行
，as if the Lord is walking with us.
啊，主在我们当中恢复他的话语。
The Lord is among us. Recover His words.
对，我们感觉好像不是我们出口的人，我们出口的人也在讲话，但是感觉是主在讲话。
Even the speaker is speaking, but the Lord Himself is speaking.
所以我们好好祷告，愿主在我们当中恢复在聚会里面从神来的火。
So we pray, may the Lord recover the fire in the meeting.
你千万不要觉得我们今天有各样的聚会就觉得满意了。
Never be satisfied when we have a lot of meetings today.
没什么好满意的。
There's nothing to be satisfied.
如果没有这些从主来的火，从主来的话语的话，没什么好满意。
If you don't have the fire and the words from God, you can't be satisfied.
然后我们心中仍然有一个迫切的感觉，主啊。愿你在我们聚会当中兴起恢复你的话语。
We have an urgency and tell the Lord, Lord, recover, restore your words among us.
我们再看几处的圣经。
Let's read another few scriptures.
我们翻到马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音的第三章十一节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 11.
马太福音三章十一，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改， 但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
所以这边施洗约翰做了一个见证，说我是用水给你们施洗。
So here John the Baptist to testify one thing, I baptize you with water.
但是之后要来的主耶稣呢，他要用灵，圣灵与火给你们施洗。
But the one come after me, the Lord Jesus Christ, will baptize you with Holy Spirit and water. Holy Spirit and fire.
Okay, 这边我要借用一下。
I want to borrow a scene.
对,
对 a scene.
他这边火，如果从解经的角度来看，应该是讲后面那个对于康的那个审判。
So the fire here points to the judgment of the chaff.
对对对。好，但是这边我把圣灵跟火摆在一起来看。
But here I put the Holy Spirit and fire together. We look at them.
就好像神的百姓在旷野的时候有云柱跟火柱。
Like God's people in the wilderness, they have the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
对，云柱火柱就与他们一同的同行40年。
So the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud walk with them for 40 years.
一直在他们的生活当中。
And always be with them in their lives.
然后有关圣灵是火的方面呢，是有根据的。我们翻到启示录四章。
Regarding the aspect the Holy Spirit is fire, and we have a reference. Turn to your Bible to Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章的第五节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
启示录四章五节，有闪电、声音、雷轰。从宝座上发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
这是老约翰一个看见那个天上宝座的一个意象。
And here is the elder John who see the vision of the throne in the heaven.
对，在天上他看见有七盏在烧火的那个灯。
In the heaven he saw there are seven lamps burning.
他这边讲到说这个烧火的灯呢，就是神的七灵。
So the seven lamps represent the seven spirits of God.
当我们讲到神的七灵，是讲到神的灵的那个数量，或者讲到它的丰富。
When we speaks of the seven spirits, we're saying of abundance of the Lord's Spirit.
当然这边他讲到说，神的灵呢，就跟那个火灯是一样的。
So God's Spirit here is the same as the lamp.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章一到四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
使徒行传二章一到四，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有声响下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
在这个是五旬节发生的事情。
This is the day of Pentecost.
然后在五旬节的时候，有一个圣灵的浸这件事情发生。
So there is the baptism of the Spirit happening.
然后他从天上降下那个圣灵的那个能力。
So the power of the Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
然后教会被浸成一个身体。
So the whole church was baptized into one body.
然后在这个过程里面，他有一个特别的事情是舌头如火焰。降在每一个弟兄姊妹的身上。
There's a special thing happening. The tongue of fires come down onto every individual.
对，所以，我们也一方面圣灵是 是活水的江河。
On one hand, the Holy Spirit is the living water.
另外一方面，我们也可以说圣灵就是圣灵的工作，就是火的工作。
On the other hand, we can say the work of the Holy Spirit is the work of the fire.
在这个五旬节之后呢，这些弟兄姊妹们就传福音。
After the Pentecost, the brothers and sisters preach the gospel.
然后那个福音像那个野火烧山烧那个草原一样往外扩大。
The gospel preaching is like the wildfire and spread out to everywhere.
所以在那个教会初期的时候，圣灵的工作真的是非常的浩大，非常的奇妙。
In the time of early churches, the work of the Holy Spirit is wonderful. It's amazing.
有的时候我跟福音朋友谈福音的时候
，Sometimes when I talk to the gospel friends,
我会提到说，在第一世纪的时候，有大量的基督徒出现在地上。
I shared in the first century, a lot of Christians they were on the earth.
对，我想要告诉他们说，有一批信主的人在第一世纪突然出现，这是一个历史的事实。
I want to tell them this is the historical fact that a lot of Christ's followers they were there following the Lord.
对，我一方面我想要给他们一个印象，的的确确神在人的历史当中，在第一世纪的时候，有一个明显的工作是从神来的。
I want to give them an impression. Indeed, there is the work of God happened in the first century.
然后另外我想要强调的是说，这个神的工作，这个工作非常的奇妙，是从神来的。
On the other hand, I want to emphasize this work of God is amazing and came from God.
对，是因为这些弟兄姊妹们亲眼见证我们的主耶稣从死里复活。
It's because these brothers and sisters witnessed the Lord resurrected from death.
然后他们亲眼看见主耶稣从地上升天。
And they saw the Lord ascended from the earth.
所以每次我在讲的时候，我说为什么当时有这么多人信主？
So every time I ask why there were so many people believed the Lord.
我觉得哈，因为这些人他们亲眼见证了主从死里复活。
I believe because these people they witnessed the Lord resurrected from death.
哇，整件事情整个见证呢，太真实，太震撼。
The testimony is so real and so shocking.
然后在他们里面放下一个不可磨灭的那个印象和信心。
And there is an impression and faith in them cannot be put out.
然后给他们一个力量说，我所认识的是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And there's a power in them. They are certain that the Lord, I believe, is the Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
对，我们在这里所传的，我们所信的，是那位从死里复活的主。
The gospel we're preaching and the Lord we're believing is the Christ resurrected from death.
这件事情太真实。
And these things are so real.
这件事情是我亲眼所见的。
These things I witnessed with my naked eye.
对，如果有一位能够战胜死亡，他岂不是神吗？
If there was only one who can overcome death, isn't him God?
所以当他们传福音的时候，这些听的人里面就觉得这些人讲的话跟平常不一样。
When they were preaching the gospel, the listeners, they can feel these people are different.
因为你如果随随便便说，哎呀，有个人死里复活了。
If you were just casually say something, someone resurrected from death.
99.9% 人会笑你。
99.9% people will laugh at you.
可事实不是这样子。
But the facts are not so.
这些人在讲一个从死里复活的一个事情。
When these people are testifying the fact of resurrection.
他们传遍之后是那么的有力。
When they were preaching, it's so powerful.
听的人都不敢笑。
The listeners, they dare not to laugh.
听的人一听里面觉得很扎心。
When they heard it, they feel they're pierced in their heart.
他们一听的时候也觉得这件事情是真实可信的。
When they heard it, they also feel this is real, it's trustworthy.
所以这批人一批一批受了那个一批一批的就信主了。
So groups after groups, they believed in the Lord.
我这是在准备的时候在回想这个事情。
This time while I was preparing, I remember the history.
因为我每次跟朋友们讲这个事情的时候，
Every time I shared with the gospel friends,
我总觉得我的心里面感觉热热的。
I always feel my heart is burning.
对，我不晓得为什么。
I don't know why.
然后这次我准备的时候，我有个感觉，我有个 我大概知道为什么。
This time I know why.
对，因为在第一世纪的这些弟兄姊妹们，他们心里面有火。
Because in the first century, the brothers and sisters, they have fire in their hearts.
他们的特点可能，当我容许我这样讲，他们特点可能还不是爱。
Their characteristic, allow me to say, it's not love.
他们的特点是那个信。
Their characteristic is their faith.
是那个真实。
It's the reality.
然后你发现一个大有信心，一个真实经历主的人，里面有火。
You find someone who is full of faith, full of fire.
然后他讲的时候，那个火好像就传递给听的这些朋友们。
When he's preaching, you can see the fire pass down to other people.
然后当他们有火，你们知道吗？当时的环境也是相当的凶险。
Do you know that the circumstances were very dangerous?
对，也是一个逼迫的一个大环境。
The big time is under persecution.
但是他们心中有火。
But they have fire in their heart.
有火的时候，我才不管他怎么逼迫。
When you have fire, you just don't care the persecution.
对，我就是要讲说，我就是要来传说，我所信的主是从死里复活的。
I'll just only preach my God, the one I believe he resurrected from death.
所以你发现，在第一世纪的时候，初期的时候，然后在第一世纪的时候，那个圣灵就代替那个火，叫许多人归向主。
So you find in the first century, the Holy Spirit, used fire and lead a lot of people to believe in the Lord.
所以今天。所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天信主，我们都是信主的人。
So brothers and sisters, we're all believers.
我们可否说，我所信的主对我来讲，真的是又真又活
？Can I really say the Lord I believe is true and living?
我所信的主实在是太奇妙、太惊人了。
The Lord I believe is so wonderful, it's so wondrous.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天的情况跟教会初期的情况。已经下坠很多了。
Brothers and sisters, our spiritual condition cannot be compared with the early churches.
我们有可能来个聚会都有点勉强。
You know, when we come to the meeting, we feel we're forced to do it.
对，就算不勉强来的聚会，可能也不冷不热。
Even if you are not forced to come to the meeting, you come here, you're lukewarm.
对，更严重的是，我们可能都结冰了。
The worst, you're frozen.
有的时候我们觉得啊，这个聚会也可以，也不错。
Sometimes you feel out of the gathering, it's okay.
其实在从那个教会初期的那个光景来检验我们今天的光景。
But if you test the spiritual condition from the aspect of the early church,
其实我们今天已经差很多很多了。
We backslide so much.
所以那怎么办呢
？So what do we do?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该要有一个强烈的心愿。
So brother and sister, we need to have a strong desire.
对，在主面前好好的祷告。
And come before the Lord to pray to Him.
主啊，愿你恢复在教会初期的时候那个燃烧的光景。
Lord, recover, restore this burning spiritual condition in us.
对，在你来之前，愿意有教会是火所点燃的教会。
Before you come, may there our churches are ignited by your fire.
哎，我们从自己开始做起。
We start from ourselves to learn.
我们要说，对啊，信主真好。
We need to say believing the Lord is so good.
对啊，我信主那么是真实。
Believing the Lord is so real.
对，主对我真的是信主来讲，对我来讲实在是太有福了。
I'm so blessed to believe in the Lord.
所以，当我们有这样的一个认识跟经历的时候。
When we have this knowing and experience,
我们可以跟我们的子女做见证。
We can testify to our children.
我们可能也不用讲太多。
We don't need to say much.
对，他们一看到父母亲
，When they see the parents,
哇，他们说，啊，原来我的父母亲真的觉得信主很好。
They can tell the parents do believe in the Lord is good.
他们不是只是光来聚会而已。
They're not only just come to the meeting.
我的父亲，我的母亲。真的觉得很好。
My mom and dad really believe that believing the Lord is so good.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要把火烧在我们的聚会里面。
Brother and sister, we need to put the fire in our own meeting.
烧在我们的家里面。
To burn the fire in our own house.
我们要从我们每个个人开始做起。
We need to start from every individual.
我们最后再提一段圣经。
The very last, we'll mention another scripture.
我们翻到提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书一章的二到七节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, 1 to 7.
提摩太后书一章二到七节。
Second Timothy chapter 1, 2 to 7.
提摩太后书一章二到七，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无畏之信。这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
To Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, and without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it's in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
弟兄姊妹，奉献也是一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, consecration is also a testament.
在全地都没有人认神，更没有人认神是主的时候。
On the earth, there is no one to confess God and confess the Lord as your Lord.
然后有一批神的儿女，他们愿意有一个见证，神是我们的主。
There is a group of God's children. They want to testify, God is my Lord.
我甘心乐意，我满心欢喜，让主耶稣做我一生的主。
I'm willing, I have a joyful heart to let the Lord to be my Lord all the days of my life.
全世界不要主，不认主。
All the earth, they reject the Lord.
但这边有一个见证，有人在这里认主。
But there is a testimony. Someone here, they want the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个奉献的火，奉献的见证，要必须一直传下去。
Brothers and sisters, this testimony of the consecration has to be passed on.
那个燔祭，它不是早上晚上都要点起来吗？
The burnt offering is burning morning and evening.
另外一个意义就是说，你早上这个点燃烧尽了。
Another meaning it says in the morning everything is consumed.
但后面有人接上来。
But afterwards someone else they come.
然后这一代过去了，下一代再接上来。
This generation passed, another generation come up.
对，前仆后继，让这个奉献的见证不会间断。
And generation after generation, the torch of the testimony cannot be put out.
提摩太后书是保罗在所写，就是在圣经里面保罗所写的最后一卷书。
So the book of 2 Timothy is the last epistle of Brother Paul.
其实也很可能是他最后写的一封书信。
It's the last letter from him.
因为他里面想说，我要面对的事情就是离开世上。
So the thing he was facing is to leave the earth.
然后他特别讲，他其实写给提摩太都说，提摩太，你是我的真儿子，你是我的亲爱的儿子。
So he called Timothy his beloved son, his true son.
也就是说在保罗的感觉里面
in Paul's heart,
当初我拣选了你提摩太
I select you Timothy
然后你跟着我一同的服侍一同的传道
You follow me and to serve and preach the gospel
我也帮助你引导你有属灵的成长
And I help you, I guide you for your spiritual growth
今天我面对死亡我快要离开了
Today I'm facing death, I'm departing from the earth
我的儿子提摩太你必须要接续起这个奉献的火，这个见证。
My son Timothy, you have to carry on the torch of the testimony, the torch of consecration.
因为在保罗的感觉里面，他深深知道这个火不能够断。
In Paul's heart, he deeply knew that the fire cannot cease, cannot be put out.
所以当他里面有一个很深的感觉， 我要把这个见证的火炬有人能够承接继续的下去的。
So he had a deep sense in his heart, someone has to carry the torch of the testimony.
对，主的道路，主的旨意不能够在我这边结束的。
The Lord's purpose and the Lord's way cannot be stopped. It is in my generation.
对，要有年轻的一代，又下一代，再一代，一直的接续这个火，这个见证的火炬。
The young people, generation after generation, has to carry on the torch of the testimony.
所以在保罗心中有一些最后的感觉，是心中负担是非常的重。
So in Paul's heart, the last he senses is very heavy in his heart.
所以在他前面，他看见。他知道提摩太的天性是比较软弱。
He saw Timothy, his personality character is timid.
甚至也许他是在目前在教会做长老。
Even he's an elder in, he was an elder in the church.
但是对于但保罗认识提摩太。
But Paul knew Timothy.
他感觉提摩太，你是不是有些地方的火已经慢慢熄灭了呢？
He could sense in some parts in Timothy the fire was put out.
所以他特别提醒提摩太，你这些恩赐或是你心中这些对神的心，要像火一样再重新被眺望起来。
So specially he reminded Timothy and your gifts, your fire need to be rekindled.
他先提醒提摩太，
He reminded Timothy.
或是说保罗他自己想到说他在第三节他说我接续祖先一直所侍奉的神。
So in verse 3 Paul says as my forefathers did and I serve the God with a pure conscience.
保罗感谢神。
And Paul thank God.
对， 我觉得我这次读的时候我觉得他真的感谢神。
This time when I read I do feel, believe he really thank God.
对，他感谢神，因为神拣选了保罗这个器皿。
Because God select Paul as vessel.
他可以接续亚伯拉罕，接续摩西，接续大卫，接续众先知，能够承接这个见证的火炬。
He can continue to carry the torch of the testimony after Abraham, David, and Paul, and Moses.
对，当神历世历代都有奉献的火的见证的时候。
From generation after generation, there is the torch of the testimony.
保罗心中非常的，在他晚年的时候，他非常感谢主。
In his later times, he thanked God.
他觉得，在我一生的年日，我能够在这个见证的火炬上承接这个见证火炬有份，感谢主。
In my life, I can participate in the torch of the testimony. I can carry the torch. I thank God.
然后他在鼓励提摩太的时候
，When he was encouraging Timothy,
他说：“你的祖母，你的母亲。”都有真信心。
Your grandmother, your mother, they all had this genuine faith.
他们有一些真的东西，无谓的信心，但真的东西，他一直传到你的身上。
They have some real stuff and passed on to you.
感谢主，你的祖母，你的母亲都是爱主的姊妹。
We thank God, your grandmother, your mother, they all love the Lord.
他们好像有一个见证。
They had a testimony.
真实的信心。
The genuine faith.
然后你是他的孙子，你是他们的儿子。
You are the grandson, the son of them.
你继续的承接这个真实的东西。
And you carry on the real things.
所以弟兄姊妹，虚假的东西是经不起时间的考验。
Brothers and sisters, the falsehood cannot withstand the test of time.
但是真实的东西呢，是能够传递下去的。
But the real thing, real stuff can be passed on.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当中有年轻人
，Brothers and sisters, we have young people among us.
也许有些是所谓的第二代的基督徒，
maybe、
或是第三代。
Maybe there are second generation Christians, third generation Christians.
也许在你们的，我不是哈，就是在你们的这个成长的背景里面。
I am not this under this condition, but for you, for your background.
对，好像从小就是来聚会。
From you, when you were a kid, you come to the meeting.
对，跟着爸爸妈妈。
You follow your parents.
好像比较不像是我这种是从那个不信很戏剧性的信嘛。
It's different from myself, dramatically from unbelievers to believers.
所以似乎有一种可能性，你里面不太容易知道什么是火。
Very possibly in you, you don't really understand what is fire.
但是啊
，But
你们记得。 这个提摩太是第三代基督徒。
But remember, Timothy, he is the third generation of Christian.
他仍然要有这个火的。
He still needs to have this fire.
对，历世历代的基督徒有很多的弟兄姊妹都是第二代、第三代、第四代，他们有火。
Generation after generation, there were brothers and sisters. They were the third generation of Christian, but they had fire.
对，江弟兄，我都不晓得是第几代有火。
Brother Stephen Kong, I don't know which generation he was, but he had fire.
对，然后我们这个二十几、三四十的年轻人
，But for us in our 20s, 30s, 40s.
我们也需要在主面前有火。
We all need to have fire before the Lord.
我像我这种五十六十以上的
，like myself in 50s, 60s.
我们也需要有火。
We all need to have fire.
我读过这个尼弟兄的各方面的见证和传记，可能好多遍。
I read many times of the testimony, the biography of Brother Watchman Nee.
我记得在我比较早期的时候，有一些事情对我印象比较深。
In my early times, some things left a very deep impression in me.
比如说他对神的信心。
For instance, his faith towards God.
比如说他对年长弟兄姊妹的那个顺服。
His obedience to the elder brothers and sisters.
对，给我很多帮助，给我很深的印象，也给我很多帮助。
Gave me deep impression and also helped me a lot.
过了一段时间之后，我再重新去读这些资料。
After some time, when I revisit this testimony,
我印象，我这次感觉有点不同，当中有三件事情非常的激励我。
This time I feel quite differently. There are three things really encouraged my heart.
我今天提到一个事情。
I just bring out one thing.
我昨天再去翻了一下，这个事情在所有传记都没有提到。
I flipped the biography and none of others mentioned this.
然后是在他自己的见证里面只提到的几句话而已。
And in his own testimony, he just mentioned a few words.
但是不知道为什么那次我读到那几句话有一个很深刻的激励。
But I don't know why, but that time I read it, I was strongly encouraged.
对，从那个1924年开始。
From the time of 1924.
对，我们弟兄就得了严重的那个肺结核，就那个 TB。
So our brother was diagnosed with TB.
对，就那个 lung disease, 就那个肺病，肺结核病。
The lung disease.
身体受到很大的这个很虚弱，也受到很大的损伤。
His physical body was greatly damaged and was weak.
他那个公开的见证里面，他就讲到说他得了肺结核了。
His open testimony said he was diagnosed with TB.
然后有时候身体也相当的软弱。
Body was very weak.
他说有一次有一个聚会邀请他去传福音。
He said one time one gathering invited him to preach the gospel.
但他身体并不舒服。
But his body was weak and uncomfortable.
他就说我走在路上的时候，他的意思就是说我走在路上的时候都很难很困难。
He said, while I was walking on the road, it was difficult for me.
然后每走 每次看到旁边有那个电灯的那个杆，电灯的杆，他就要扶着那个电灯的杆。
Every time he saw there is an electric pole, he has to rest on the pole.
他说我一看到电灯杆我扶一下，我要休息一下。
He saw an electric pole, he rests on it.
休息一下再往前走。
And after a while, he continued walking.
对，可能在遇到下一个杆的时候再扶住一下再休息一下。
The next electric pole, he rests on it.
他说当他在扶着休息的时候。
He said, while he was resting on the electric pole.
他对主说。
He said to the Lord.
他的意思是说主啊你太好。
He meant, Lord, you're so good.
对，如果能够为你而死的话真是太值得了。
If ever I can die for you, it's so worth.
那天我读了那几句话。
And that day, well, I read that few lines.
我有感觉，我好像站在电灯杆的旁边。
I feel I was standing right next to him, the electric pole.
对，我看着一个弟兄。
I saw a brother.
身体已经不行了。
His body was weak.
但他为了主的工作，他愿意继续的往前。
But for God's work and God's business, He was willing to continue, press on.
那他里面没有任何的抱怨。
He didn't have any murmurings in his heart.
也没有说主啊，这个给我大的力量，没有。
He didn't say, Lord, give me great power. No.
他只说主啊，如果我能够为你而死的话，我觉得太值得了。
He just said, Lord, if ever I can die for you, it's so worthy.
对，那天我读到那句话，那几句话，我心中。受到激励。
That day when I was reading the few lines, I was so encouraged.
这边有一个器皿。
There is the vessel.
对，他宁愿自己被燃烧殆尽。
It's willing to be consumed and burned up.
对，也要为着主。
And for the Lord.
对，生命直到最后一刻仍然为着主。
Until the last second of his life, still for the Lord.
愿意让神的旨意。在我身上一直通行，直到我离世。
I'm willing to let the will of the Lord to walk on me until I die.
我们弟兄心中虽然外面很软弱
，In our brother's heart, even his physical body was weak.
但他里面有一个很强烈的火。
But in his heart there was strong fire.
对你把我放在祭坛上，完全烧尽。
You put me on the altar, consume me.
我心中觉得欢喜乐意。
And burn me up, I'm delightful.
我觉得太值得了。
It's so worthy.
能够为着主能够燃烧摆在祭坛上太值得了。
I can be burned by the Lord, consumed by the Lord. It's so worthy.
所以这个是我后来读传记的时候是这些事情特别激励我。
Afterwards, while I was reading the biography, it really encouraged my heart.
这些弟兄姊妹们是我们美好的榜样。
These brothers and sisters were the great examples for us.
所以弟兄姊妹 我们要有一个心智
Brothers and sisters, we need to have this will
在历世历代神所点燃在弟兄姊妹当中点燃的火
Generation after generation, God ignites the fire in them
也同样点在我们身上
The same fire, Lord, ignites in me
对在这个最黑暗最没有希望的时代里
In the darkest and the hopeless generation,
对，当神一来的时候
，When God comes,
他看见在这个聚会，他中心有一个奉献的火的见证。
He sees in this gathering there is the faithful the fire of consecration.
然后许多的弟兄姊妹愿意把我们的一生摆在这个火里面。
And many brothers and sisters they lay their whole life in this fire,
为主而活
，to live for the Lord.
我们彼此勉励为主而活
We encourage one another live for the Lord
因为这个太值得了
Because this is so worthy
当我们到了生命的末了的时候
When we get in the end of our life
你绝对不会后悔
You will never feel regretful
因为能够为主而活太值得了
Because if you can live for the Lord it's so worthy
但愿主激励我们
May the Lord encourage every one of us
让他的火重新在我们当中点燃起来。
So light his fire once again, burn in us.
在我们的聚会里。
In our gathering.
在我们的生活里。
In our daily life.
在我们传福音里。
When we preach the gospel.
在我们家庭生活里。
In our household family lives.
但愿主把那个火点在我们的当中。
May the Lord ignite this fire among us.
我们要常常为这个事情切切的祷告。
We need to pray unceasingly for this matter.
但愿在在我们见主之前
，May we see before the when we see the Lord。
对，在我离开世界之前
，Before we depart from the earth。
也许我们都还不是很完美，就是很都不是每件事情都做得很完善。
We're not perfect on every single matter。
但是我们可以看见，在这里聚会有主的火。
But we can see here in this gathering, we can see the fire。
对，让我们去见主的时候就觉得。感谢主，太值得了。
Then when we see the Lord, we can all say it's so worthy. Thank the Lord.
一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心。
Lord, we have a thankful heart come before you.
主啊，愿你那个天上的火能够烧在我们的身上。
May your heavenly fire ignite in us.
主啊，不让这个火熄灭，不让我们冷淡。
Never let the fire be put out. Never let us grow cold.
主啊，我们从年轻的到中老年的都被你点起来。
From the young people to the elderly brothers and sisters, all be ignited by you.
主啊，愿你复兴的工作，主啊，成就在你儿女的身上。
Lord, may your word of revival accomplished in your children.
主啊，让全世界，让这个 仇敌撒旦看见这里有奉献的火。
Let the whole world, let the enemy see that here in this gathering there is fire.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy among us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.